All right, then, come on, come on.
All right, now, easy. Keep his head up. Keep level.
Yes, come on.
That's it.
Yes,
now. Hold him level. Yes. Down, gently. Gently.
Come along.
Is he still alive?
Just.
Hurry with the stretcher.
Right, sir.
Come on, we haven't got a moment to waste. Blanket.
All right, here. Oh, wait. No, he's dead.
Dog Tooth by Eric Sayward, with John Hollis as Detective Inspector Marlin, Manning Wilson as Detective Superintendent Hunter, and Jeffrey Matthews as Detective Inspector Meyer of the German police. Dog Tooth.
Inspector Meyer. Who? One moment, you've come through to the wrong extension. Schiller!
Sir?
A Fräulein Haber for you, again.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll take it on the other line.
All right, you do that. How much longer are those workmen going to be, Schmidt?
Yes, so at least another week. Have you seen this, sir?
Yes, sir.
It's just come through from traffic division.
Heinrich Zimke. Oh, do I know him?
Well, here's his file.
Oh, yes. Herr Party Secretary Zimke.
Apparently, he went off the road at 140.
Oh.
Smack into a flyover stanchion.
Is there an accident report?
Only a provisional. The full lab report's not come through yet.
Front near and offside blowout. Unusual for both tyres to go, isn't it?
Well, at that speed, anything could have happened. Second tyre could have gone when he hit the bridge.
Maya. Yes, I'm looking at it now, sir. It seems like a straightforward accident case. Don't quite know why it's come through to us. Yes, I see. Right away, sir. Our fearless leader.
What does he want?
A word.
Sit down, Meyer.
Thanks, sir.
What do you know about Heinrich Zimke?
Only what his file tells me. He's party secretary for the Federation Party for the re-Germanization of Germany.
Precisely.
Sir?
It occurred to me it might be useful if we had a look round Zimke's apartment before his colleagues got the chance to tidy up his personal papers.
Well, are we looking for anything special?
No, I just want to know if they're up to anything.
Right, sir.
Traffic police will be withholding the news of Zimke's death until 11 o'clock. Oh, that should be sufficient time, I think.
Yes,
sir. Make sure you're clear by then. I don't want any trouble. Your visit is strictly unofficial.
Oh, I see.
Take Schmidt and Schiller with you. I've arranged for a locksmith to meet you there.
Right, sir.
I've never seen so many books outside a library before. How many do you think are here?
God knows. Thousands.
We haven't got to go through this lot, have we, sir?
No, we haven't got time.
Well, it's incredible. He has absolutely everything. It's philosophy, economics, political theory, religion. Do you think he read them all?
I should think he'd read the lot. Come on, let's get on with it.
Mm. There's a locked filing cabinet here. Do you want it open, sir?
If you can do it without damaging it.
Right, sir.
What exactly are we supposed to be looking for, sir?
Anything that looks interesting. In other words, photocopy everything in his desk.
Filing cabinet's open.
What's in it?
It looks like carbon copies of magazine articles.
Yeah, I'll leave them.
Aye, sir.
What do you make of this, sir?
What?
This photograph. Where'd you find it? The back of the drawer.
Hmm. Can you read the inscription?
No, my English isn't up to it.
It says, to Heinrich, my mentor and advisor, with much love and affection, Jonathan.
Zimke a homosexual? Oh, I don't recall that in his file.
It isn't, is it? Seems we don't know everything about Herr Zimke, after all.
Do you think that's his boyfriend?
Well, it's certainly not his mother. Might be interesting to find out who he is. He's a foreigner. Immigration should be able to help.
Not without his surname.
Should be too difficult. This is the work of a professional. Yes, there we are. Conveniently franked on the back is the name of the studio, with an address in our own fair city of Bonn.
Oh.
Couldn't be easier. Telephone call should tell us all we want to know. Now get this through the photocopier and get on with it. We haven't got much time.
What do you mean, where the bloody hell am I? I need bed, of course. time. Oh, God, the clock stopped. Well, what time is it? Well, I'll be in half an hour.
Good morning, sir.
Is there any coffee left?
Here, have mine. I've already had a cup.
I feel rough.
Are you ill?
No, I'm not. Do you remember Charlie Stone?
From Hammersmith?
Yeah. Well, I met him in the pub last night. He's just been made up to DI. Well, so we had a few to celebrate, didn't we?
Yeah.
How the hell I got home, I don't know. I couldn't even find my bloody watch this morning. And what time is it?
10:20.
Oh. Is anything happening?
No, nothing. It's quiet.
Thank God for that.
Although the super did say he wanted a word with us when you got him.
Did he say why?
No.
Well, I need a fag before I can face him.
You want to see us, sir?
Hmm? Ah, yes. Come in, Marlin.
What's up?
Oh, nothing very exciting. Close the door, Sutton.
Sorry, sir.
Right. Now, this has just come through from Germany. The photograph is of one Dr. Jonathan Dempster, Ph.D.
Oh, it's nice.
I wouldn't get too excited. I don't think he's your type.
Who is he?
He is a plant pathologist attached to our embassy in Bonn. Apparently he's been mucking about with some kraut pansy called Heinrich Simka.
Am I supposed to have heard of him?
Not unless you're into the more esoteric side of German politics.
Well, not.
It seems he's policy coordinator for some tiny little right-wing party there, calling itself, Die Föderation Partei zur Wiederdeutschung des Vaterlands.
Serves him right.
At least he was. He was killed yesterday in a car crash.
How did they get on to Dempster?
Well, the crowds took Simca's sudden demise as a cue to spring clean his flat, and they came up with that photograph, complete with loving inscription.
Mm.
Needless to say, it took them about 2 minutes to trace Dempster to our embassy. I gather the ambassador has been prostrate with apology ever since.
Well, what's he going to do with us?
Well, apparently Dempster's on leave in Blighty, so the Germans, forever efficient, put the photograph on the wire to us.
Oh, I bet that pleased the Foreign Office.
It did, they're livid. They've already been on to Commander Armstrong, complaining that it's got nothing to do with us.
Has it?
Armstrong rings it has.
Oh.
So, we jump. Now, should you, when you get there, find Dempster's place crawling with FO security types, kick their bums out of it. It's got nothing to do with them at the moment.
Was Dempster politically involved with Simca?
We don't know. That's what you're to find out. But the Krauts certainly don't want him back. They feel they have enough of their own troublemakers without harbouring ours.
Right, sir.
And, Marlin, don't lean on him too hard. Apart from the fact he might fall over crying, we don't really know enough about what's been happening to play the heavy.
Now, as if I would,
yes,
sir.
I just thought I'd mention it. Oh, and Marlin.
Sir?
Shave before you go and see him. Fairies tend to appreciate little touches like that, and so do I.
No one's at home.
Try again.
We should have phoned first.
Yes, Sutton.
We usually do.
Ah, you know me. Any excuse to get out of the office.
Why is the FO so touchy when one of their blokes goes astray?
It shows them up, doesn't it? I mean, it's not very diplomatic to send someone to West Germany who's no sooner off the plane than he's having it off with the local Nazis.
Think there's been a breach of security?
Yeah, can't see it myself. Now, what was he? An agricultural advisor. Unless we've started using our ladies' fighters for crop dusting, I can't really see what he could tell them. What time is it?
11:48.
Ah, well, there's nobody at home. Log the time, and that the visit was a waste of shoe leather.
Right.
Oh, God. I'm absolutely shagged out. I'm glad Dempster isn't in. I don't think I could concentrate long enough to think of a sensible question to ask him. Come on, let's go and get an early lunch.
Hey, did you hear that?
Yeah. He's in there, the cheeky beggar. You probably heard every word we said.
Come on, Dempster. Open up. This is the police.
Look through the letterbox. Can you see him in there?
Yes, I can see him. Get that bloody door open quick.
Right, Marlin. What's been happening?
Well, Dempster's been beaten up.
Yes, I know that much. Where is he?
On his way to hospital.
Is he bad?
Yeah. Ambulance men were amazed he was still alive.
I suppose he didn't say anything.
Not a whisper.
Have the forensic and fingerprint boys arrived yet?
Yes, they're already at work. And I've got Sergeant Sutton coordinating the interviews of the other residents in the flat.
Good, good. Marlin?
Sir?
Why is the front door lying in the hall?
We had to break in.
Yes, I can see that. What about all these courses you keep going on? Haven't they taught you how to open a door yet?
Well, after careful consideration, sir, I decided the quickest way in was by brute force.
Well, it's blokes like you that get coppers a bad name, you know. Yes. Any excuse will do for the chance to use a little brute force and violence.
Yes, sir.
Are we allowed to touch anything yet?
The telephone, the kitchen and that desk have been dusted.
Right. I say, we haven't made all this mess, have we?
No, sir. It was like this when we arrived. Either Dempster was a very messy person, or the bloke who brained him was looking for something.
Well, I say, he didn't find it. What are you doing in there?
I thought I'd make some tea, sir.
This is not a picnic, you know. No wonder our success rate is on the decline with blokes like you on the force.
Yeah, I was also taking the chance to have a bit of a look round while waiting for the cab.
Yes, yes, sir. Go on, get out of here.
Can I just show you this first, sir?
What is it?
It's this pine panelling.
What about it?
Well, over here, the panelling's been mounted directly onto the wall, you see?
So?
Well, on this wall, it's on battens. It could be this wall's damp and they wanted to leave an airspace, but over here, behind the fridge, you see, there's a bit missing. I was just about to pull the fridge out, see if anything had been rammed up between the wall and the panelling.
I'll give him the hand, Marvin.
Right, sir.
Yeah, once. Yep. Yeah, I think I can reach now.
Anything?
I can't feel. Wait a minute.
What?
I think this bit's loose.
Ah, very neat.
Well, it looks as though the whole section's designed to lift away from the wall.
Well, let's have it out of the way.
There's a small recess.
Yes. Anything in it?
Yes. A parcel.
Well, don't touch it. Leave it for the fingerprint boys.
Right, sir.
Ah, well done. What's your name?
Down, sir.
Well done, Down. I think you've earned that tea you were making.
Thank you, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Hmm? There's a bloke out here who wants a word with someone in authority.
Not the press, is it?
No, sir. He says he lives here.
Mr. Simmons?
Yes.
Ah, I'm Detective Inspector Marlin. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting so long. I know you've already made a statement, but I'd just like to go over one or two things again.
Do you think I could have something to drink? I'm very thirsty.
Oh, of course, sir. Coffee?
Without milk and sugar, if that's possible.
Oh. Constable?
Sir?
See if you can rustle up some black coffee.
Aye, sir.
Well, I realise you've had rather a shock, so I'll try and keep things brief.
Are you from the Special Branch?
Yes, sir.
Political police?
Oh, hardly. At the moment, we're doing straight CID work.
Is there any news about Jonathan?
No, sir, but we would have heard if he'd taken a turn for the worse.
Poor Jonathan.
Yeah. How long have you known him, sir?
We were at university together. That's where I met him.
How long ago was that?
Oh, it must be 20 years.
Do you own the flat you live in?
Yes. Jointly with Jonathan.
I see. So, you do know that Dr. Dempster is a homosexual?
Of course.
Did he ever mention a man to you called Heinrich Sinker?
I don't think so.
You're sure?
Pretty sure.
Would you say that Dr. Dempster was a political person?
In what way?
Well, for example, was he a member of a political party?
I don't think so. I doubt it.
Well, you never heard him express strong right-wing views or show any interest in an ultra-right-wing party?
Well, absolutely not. I think in many ways Jonathan was apolitical. The founder member of the silent majority, which I suppose might have put him right of centre in a somewhat reactionary, unthinking sort of way.
When was Dr. Dempster last on leave in this country?
4 months ago.
Had he changed at all since then?
Not that I'd noticed, no.
I don't know whether you're aware, sir, but we believe that Dr. Dempster's assailant was looking for something.
What?
Well, we're not sure, but during our search of your flat, we found a parcel. It was concealed behind the pine panelling in your kitchen.
What was in it?
Ah, well, we don't know yet. Our experts are still looking at it. Are you aware that there was such a place of concealment?
Absolutely not.
How long has the panelling been there? Sir?
About 4 months. In fact, Jonathan put it up on his last leave.
Ah, I see. You helped him?
But no, I'm useless at woodwork. In fact, I wasn't even in the flat when he did it.
Where were you?
With friends. Jonathan didn't want me around fussing. He deliberately arranged the job for the weekend. He knew I'd be away.
Yeah. Can you think of any reason why Dr. Dempster would want to build himself with such a place of concealment?
No. Absolutely none. I'm amazed he did.
I suppose you can't prove that Dr. Dempster put the panelling up when you were away.
Not really. The friends I stayed with will confirm the date I was there. The neighbours might remember the sawing and hammering. They certainly complained about the noise.
We'll check, sir.
I'm sorry I can't be more helpful.
Sir. Will you be going back to your flat?
I don't think I could face it. I'll probably go to a friend.
Well, perhaps you could leave the address and telephone number with the sergeant.
Yes, of course.
Right, sir. I think that's it for the moment. If you think of anything that might be at all useful, perhaps you'll let us know.
Of course.
This is Inspector Marlin. Can you run a records check on Raymond Arthur Simmons? Yeah, Simmons. Address, flat 10, 22 Norwich Gardens. Yeah, it's to do with the Dempster case. Huh? Well, no, it isn't priority. I just want to see what he's been up to, if anything. Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh, right, sir. Straight away.
Have you spoken to Simmons?
Yep. I've just finished with him.
Anything useful?
No.
What about that Heidi hole?
He says he didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was Dempster who put up the panelling when he was away.
And you believe him?
Yeah, I think so.
Tell me, where was he when Dempster was beaten up?
Bristol. He was there on business.
What is he?
Hmm?
What does he do?
Oh, he's an accountant.
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll check the story out, but I don't think there's any problems.
I suppose he didn't come up with any ideas about Dempster, about who might have duffed him up?
Not a one. Let's hope the parcel can supply some answers. Any news on that yet, Benoit?
No, not much. Experts say it's a manuscript. They're having a few photocopies run off so we can read it while they're giving the original the fine-tooth comb treatment.
Any fingerprints on the parcel?
Yeah, a few smudges. Not much else.
It's not a very good beginning, is it?
No, it isn't. I was hoping for a bit more help from this.
What's that?
It is a file on Simca from the German police.
Oh.
I'd love to see the original. I bet it's a foot thicker than that one.
You think your Jerry's are covering up?
Well, what do you think?
They still say Simca's death was an accident.
Oh, yes. Although Dempster being clobbered within 24 hours of Simca dying is... well, it's a hell of a coincidence.
Yes.
Anyway, take the file with you. See if you can wring anything out of it.
Right, sir.
What's this? Manuscript from the lab.
What are we supposed to do with it?
I think the intention is that you read it, Sergeant.
It's a very restrained answer, Constable. You should go far.
Well, when he does, he can take that thing with him.
Thank you, Constable.
Sir.
Oh, what do we want with this?
It's a photocopy of what was in the parcel.
We'd expect it to read it?
Yes.
There must be 300 pages.
A reasonable guess.
It'll take days.
Not if you read it quickly. Yeah. Yes, this is Inspector Marlin. What? Oh, I see. When? Top. Does the super know? Right. Dempster's dead. He didn't regain consciousness.
Pity. Now all we've got's this thing, all 300 pages of it.
Yeah. Was that why he was killed? By that thing? Or was it because he was Simca's lover? Yeah. Perhaps he was selling combine harvesters to the Russians on the cheap. We don't know anything, do we?
Flipping heck.
What?
This manuscript. It's a story.
You're joking.
Oh, look, it's a novel.
Well, who'd want to kill Dempster for this?
The author?
Yeah. Hello, get me the German special branch in Bonn, will you? No, it's not to make a personal call. God, stone me. What sort of burks do they employ on a switchboard nowadays?
It's all done in the name of economy. Who are you calling, anyway?
Well, I've got a mate over there. I want to know what the atmosphere's like. And how seriously they're taking Simca's death. Guten Tag. Here is Sir John Marlin.
Oh.
Ich möchte Inspektor Meyer sprechen, bitte.
Oh.
Ach, danke schön. Ach so. Wissen Sie vielleicht, wann kommt? Einige Minuten noch. Ah. Ich rufe später nochmals an. Hm? Danke. Hope you were taking notes.
Phew.
He's not there.
Do you think it's wise making that sort of call from the office?
What do you mean?
Well, someone just happens to be listening. You know how it is. He gets back to the super. You know what he's like when it comes to seeking outside help.
You know, you are right. He might make Inspector yet.
Where are you going?
Lunch.
Well, lunch? It's 3:10.
Then an early tea. And while I'm gone, I'll phone my mate from outside.
Super won't like you wandering off.
Oh, gee. There. I've entered it in the diary. Gone to tea. Now it's official. And while I'm gone, you can get stuck into that novel.
Yeah.
Polizei, bitte hier. Guten Tag.
Ja, guten Tag. Konnte ich Inspektor Meyer sprechen, bitte?
Einen Moment, bitte. Meyer.
Hello, Wim. It's John Marlin here.
Ah.
How are you, mate?
John. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, are we still friends?
Of course. What's the problem?
Have you heard about Heinrich Simca?
Yes.
Ah. You on the case?
What case? There is no case. It was an accident. His car went off the road.
Oh, sure. What do you know about Simca?
Very little. You want me to send you his file?
Oh, we've already got it. It's been filleted to hell. How important was he, Vim?
Oh, he was a nobody.
Ah. Why did your boys distribute Dempster's photograph?
Just routine. Simca was not the nicest of men. And we don't encourage foreigners to become involved in our internal politics.
Yeah, I see. Did you hear that Dempster had been murdered?
Really?
Yeah, really. Doesn't that say anything to you?
Could say many things.
But you're happy to accept it as coincidence.
I've not much alternative, John. The case is closed.
All right, it's your business. And there's nothing you can tell me about Simca that isn't in the file.
Nothing. I'm sorry I can be of no help.
Anyway, thanks. Cheers, mate.
Bye, John.
Who was that?
Our friend. Seems he's having a little trouble. Tell me, Schmidt, did you ever see the final accident report on Simca's car?
No, no, sir. No, that went directly to the chief. Well, it was nothing to do with us anyway.
True. Records. This is Inspector Meyer. Could you send up all the information you have on Heinrich Simca, including the accident report on his car? I'd also like the file on the Federation Party. That's right, Simca's group. Did you think you could let me have that at once? Thank you.
Sergeant Sutton. He's not back yet, sir. He said he'd only be a few minutes. He's gone for a cup of tea and some fags. Yes, sir, I'll tell him as soon as he comes in. Pardon? Yes, I'm reading it now, sir. Right, sir.
Who was that?
Ah, it was the super. He wants to see you.
Right.
What did your friend in Germany have to say?
Not much.
How are they treating Simca's death?
Accidental. The case is closed. Did the super say what he wanted?
No, but I think it's about the manuscript. Oh. Actually, it's not a bad read. I've been zipping through it.
What's it about?
It's a spy story.
You're joking. What's it called?
I don't know. It hasn't got a title page.
Oh, I think you better come in with me in case I'm expected to know about the subtler bits of the plot.
Right.
How's the reading going?
It's progressing, sir.
Mm-hmm. Anything struck you about it?
In what way?
Well, like, how well written it is.
Yeah, it's what I'd call a good read.
Yeah. Exactly what the cipher department thinks.
Oh, they come up with something?
No, nothing positive. Just that the thing is of sufficiently high standard to have been written by a professional.
I thought they were all mathematicians up there.
I assume someone with a literary bent sneaked in when no one was looking. Anyway, they feel strongly enough about this idea to want to push it.
What do you mean?
Well, they want us to find the author.
Author? Oh, you must be joking.
I wish I were. But they've managed to convince Commander Armstrong.
Oh, is he leading the case now?
No, I still have that doubtful privilege. But as we've little else to go on, he suggests we follow that line of inquiry. And I can hardly refuse with you two sitting around here doing sweet FA.
Oh, of course.
If we don't come up with something positive in the next 12 hours, we're likely to lose this case to the CID, and you know how I'd feel about that, don't
yes,
you?
Sir.
Haven't forensic or fingerprints found anything yet?
Well, we wouldn't be going along with this stupid idea if they had, would we, Sutton?
No, sir.
No. Anyway, extra copies of the manuscript are going to be run off for distribution to publishing houses. See what they can come up with. But meantime, you two are going to see... Where are we? Ah, this gentleman.
Mr. Sinclair. Who's he?
He is the author of some authoritative tome on the development of the thriller and spy novel. It's just possible he might recognize something about it. He's already been sent a copy, so give him a ring, see how he's making out. If he's come up with anything, go round to his place and be nice to him.
Of course.
We need the break he might be able to give us.
Have a look at this. Mm-hmm. It's the accident report on Simca's car.
What's it say?
Well, read it. There, read that bit out loud.
The tyres were newly fitted, substandard remolds, downgraded for use on agricultural vehicles only, having a maximum speed limit of 25 kilometres per hour, therefore making them totally unsuitable for use in a high-performance car. The cause of accident was due entirely to these tyres overheating and then disintegrating at high speed. Tyres fitted to back axle were type recommended by a vehicle's manufacturer.
What make of car was it?
English sports car, an MGB.
Now, that's not the sort of car you're likely to fit with remolds.
No, I suppose not, but Simca couldn't have known that the tyres would fall to pieces.
I don't believe it. You don't fit tyres that are going to kill you.
Then how did it get on the car?
That's what we're going to find out. I want you to get onto the firms that import English cars and find out where Simca bought the car. Better still, the garage which used to maintain it.
Right, sir.
Yeah, while you're doing that, I'm going to have a word with the chief.
You look concerned, Meyer.
I am, sir. I'm curious to know what you thought about the accident report on Simca's car.
Why?
I'm a little uneasy about the fitting of substandard tyres on a sports car.
Well, these things happen.
But don't you think we should try and find out how and why they were fitted?
Oh, not particularly. I don't see why the standard of maintenance of Simca's car should concern us. It's possible if he'd chosen not to tinker with things he didn't understand, he might be alive today.
I see. Did you know Dempster had been murdered, sir?
Yes. Who told you?
An informant. Although I would have expected to have been told about such a development.
I didn't think it was important.
I feel, sir, that with the condition of the tyres and the fact that Dempster died within 24 hours of Simca's accident, we should reopen the case. Simca might have been murdered.
Then that is for criminal investigation, not us. I shall inform them of your suggestion. But as far as this department is concerned, the case is closed. And it will remain so unless a substantial piece of new evidence comes to light.
What happened?
It's got nothing to do with us. If Simca was murdered, it's now the responsibility of criminal investigation.
Then what do we do?
Have you been in touch with the car importers yet?
Yes, he's going to phone me back.
Yeah, well, you ring him in an hour. I want to know the name of that garage today. And meanwhile, I want to know everything there is to know about Simca and that damn party of his.
Yes?
Mr. Sinclair?
Yes?
Police, sir. I'm Detective Inspector Marlin. This is Detective Sergeant Sutton.
Yes?
I phoned, sir. We need to talk about the manuscript you're reading for.
Ah, yes. Come in, come in.
Ah, thank you.
Now, would you like some tea?
Oh, thank you, sir.
Mrs. Noakes!
You know, it is very good.
Oh, please, sit down.
Oh, thank you, sir.
The manuscript. I've already read it twice. Frightfully good of its kind. Very good style. You know, Raymond Chandler had terrific style. Excellent characterization and some beautifully observed detail. Truly a master.
Isn't Raymond Chandler dead, sir?
Alas.
You're saying this manuscript is the work of Raymond Chandler?
Not at all. Oh, no, no.
Then who, sir?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. It certainly isn't a book I've read of his before.
Sir?
A very neat and compact writer. And, as I've said, with excellent style.
Yes, his name, sir.
I hope Mrs. Noakes heard...
I'm sure she did, sir.
He's very deaf.
His name, sir.
You must remember, I'm not 100% certain, but I think it's the work of a man called Richard Moore.
Oh.
He used it one time to write under the name of Sam Pestry. It's an anagram of Master Spy, which, I suppose, makes him a bit condescending towards the genre.
Oh, yeah.
But since he started using his own name, his work has improved greatly.
Richard Moore, yeah, well, I've heard of him.
Oh, it's quite likely. He used to be a very distinguished novelist in his day. I never understood why he took up writing spy stories, although he does do it very well.
What makes you think it's Richard Moore?
Well, there's a certain style, a feeling about the story. And, of course, there's the punctuation.
A what?
Punctuation, Inspector. Let me show you. I've got another of his novels here. Ah, here we are. You see, he used a hyphen instead of the more conventional inverted commas to indicate conversation.
Yeah, is that unusual?
Certainly in this sort of book. It's also slightly pretentious. I think James Joyce originated it, although I'm not quite sure about that. The other thing Moore does is quote a lot from other writers. If you know the quote and the context as it appears in the original, it helps make the whole thing much richer. It's very much after Eliot, although I'm not for one moment suggesting that Eliot was at all pretentious. Of course not. I wouldn't dare a thing like that.
No, sir. Anything else?
Oh, yes. For some strange reason, his main character nearly always has a name beginning with the letter M. In your manuscript, he's called Moncrief. In the book I showed you, he's called Mace. In another, it's Mason. I've yet to work out the significance of the M. I thought it might be because the author's name began with an M. But I'm sure it's much more subtle than that.
Who publishes Richard Moore?
Oh, John Klein.
Thank you, sir. Delta 1 to MP. Over.
MP. Over.
This is Inspector Marlin. Urgent request. I want records to rake up everything they've got on Richard Moore. Address unknown. Occupation, writer. Better tell records it's unlikely he's got any form, so they'll have to search around a bit. Present all gen, with my compliments, of course, to Superintendent Hunter.
Richard Basil Moore, born 1920, came down from Oxford University 1942, second-class honours degree in English literature and philosophy. Joined RAF 1943, demobbed 46, worked on various provincial newspapers before publishing his first novel, The Decline of Simple Simon, in 1949. Subsequent novels include The Nemesis Machine, for which he received the Shaft Granwell Prize and the John Brannan Memorial Prize. Now, Might... published 1954, banned in South Africa.
Mm.
The Fall and Fall of Simon Smith, published in 1956, etc., joined the Communist Party in 1938.
Oh, yeah.
Hobbies, publisher, John Klein, agent Boswell Mackay, and not a word about writing spy stories.
Where does all that information come from?
Who's who?
Any form?
Oh, yes. He's a real pro. 3 convictions for drunken driving.
Is that all?
Well, what were you expecting, Sutton?
I don't know, sir.
You know, it's quite likely that this chap isn't even involved.
Do we go and see him?
Yeah, why not? Why not? But tread carefully and don't tell him too much about the case.
I told him everything I knew, he wouldn't know much.
You may well have a point there, Marlin, but don't spread it around. I don't care about you undermining the public's confidence in the police, but don't weaken mine.
I'll try not to, sir.
And don't forget to ring him first. Tell him you're on your way. Keep everything friendly.
Why all this interest in public relations?
Well, I have a feeling this case is doomed. Ugh. Don't ask me why, because I couldn't tell you, but it's always nice to know that when this mess is relegated to the unsolved file, I shall feel a little happier knowing that I haven't offended anyone during the course of it.
Meyer. A moment. It's for you, Schmidt.
Sergeant Schmidt. Ah, yes, sir. Yes. Yes. Thank you very much, sir. Goodbye. That was the car, people.
Well?
We now know where Zimkar bought his car.
Excellent.
Do we go and see them?
We certainly do.
Oh, I don't reckon those Amrols I had at lunchtime were kosher, you know. They're sitting like two hard lumps right there.
Shouldn't bolt your food.
I didn't have much choice, did I? I had to eat while I was on the job.
Lucky old you.
Do you know, I've put on nearly a stone in the last month.
Go to the gym more often.
You must be joking. I always get paired with Roberts when I go down there. Have you ever been in the ring with him?
No.
He doesn't know the meaning of a couple of friendly rounds. You know, he even tries to chop you when he's wearing boxing gloves. The man's a bloody menace.
Good afternoon, sir. Mr. Richard Moore.
No, I'm his secretary. Come in, gentlemen. Mr. Moore's expecting.
No, thank you.
This way. Police have arrived, Mr. Moore.
Oh, come in, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm Detective Inspector Marlin. This is Detective Sergeant Sutton, sir.
Please sit down.
Thank you.
Can I offer you a drink, gentlemen?
No, not for me, sir.
Sergeant?
No, thank you.
Oh, I hope you'll excuse me if I do. You know, Inspector, you are a very deceptive person.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, here I sit in complete calm, waiting for a fresh-faced sergeant to visit me, but what should arrive? A full detective inspector.
No deception intended, sir.
I'm sure it wasn't. But in the pyramid of life, detective inspectors loom large and important. Their comparative rarity makes them so. Your sergeant also omitted to say when he telephoned which CID division he was with. You are CID officers.
No, sir. Special branch.
I see. Well, that might explain why my telephone has been behaving in such a strange manner. It keeps ringing. But when I lift the receiver, I'm greeted with static.
Well, I take it up with the post officer.
Of course. I only ask because the last occasion I had a conversation with a special branch officer, my telephone started to behave in a very strange way, clicking and clacking as though some manic hen was pecking at the line.
Well, it must have been some years ago, sir.
Ah, yes.
Telephone tapping techniques have improved greatly since then.
I'm pleased to hear it. And you're right. It was many years ago, in those heady days when the Cold War was a Cold War, and we all marched from Aldermaston with Canon Collins to protest about the atom bomb. The special branch was very diligent then. One or another of them always seemed to be popping in for tea and chat. But then in those days, I was very active too in the Communist Party.
But not now.
Well, I still have a dog-eared membership card somewhere. I dread to think how many years back subscription I owe. Things have changed so much. I mean, in those days, we even had the odd comrade in Parliament from time to time. We seemed to be getting somewhere. But the swinging and decadent, self-indulgent 60s put paid to all that. And then my interest waned. You sure you wouldn't like a drink?
Positive, sir.
Well, then I shall indulge alone. I certainly feel rather depressed. Oh, don't worry. I shan't get drunk. I'm only topping up. I won't suddenly collapse or throw up or something.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it, sir.
So, what can I do for you?
Well, I'd like you to look at this, sir.
Oh, not without my glasses.
Oh. Ah. Do you recognise that?
Yes. Let me see.
Do you write it, sir?
Well, I certainly wrote the first paragraph.
Is it a published work?
Not yet.
Oh, but it's due for publication.
Well, of course, I don't write for fun. It's my latest book. What are you doing with it?
Well, I'll come to that in a moment, sir. Does it have a title?
Of course.
What is it?
Dogtooth.
Dogtooth.
Hmm.
Do you know a man called Jonathan Dempster?
Don't think so.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm fairly certain.
Well, can you offer any explanation as to how he might have got hold of your manuscript?
None, although I would have thought that a question better put to him.
Yeah, I wish that were possible, sir.
Oh?
He's dead.
Oh. How did he die?
He was beaten to death.
By me?
Well?
I can barely summon up the energy to leave the house, let alone involve myself in the clubbing to death of a man I don't even know. And what motive would I have?
There is every probability the murderer was after your manuscript.
Oh, my dear boy, this is incredible news. I thought I'd reached the pinnacle of my career when one of my books was reprinted in the same week of publication. But now, it seems, I have fans prepared to commit murder for a peek at a forthcoming attraction.
Your flippancy doesn't help, you know, sir.
Oh, sorry.
This manuscript was hidden in Dr. Dempster's flat. Mm-hmm. It was very carefully hidden. Now, there has to be a reason for that.
Oh, sorry, I can't help you.
What happens when you complete a new manuscript?
Oh, I send copies to my agent and my publisher and leave them to fight it out.
No one else gets a copy?
No.
How many copies are made of each manuscript?
Oh, well, Peter, how many?
I made the usual number.
How many was that?
5.
Do you still have a copy?
There should be at least a file copy.
Would you mind if I have a look at that, sir?
Why not?
I'll get it.
Thank you.
Inspector, how did you find me? This manuscript hasn't got a title author page.
No, we had an expert read it, sir. He recognised your style.
Really? God heavens. You mean I still have a style? Did you know, I was once considered a serious novelist, Inspector. Some critics have even been kind enough to say I could have been a great novelist. But that's all in the past. Nowadays, I have to be dried out twice a year so I can write 2 books, spy stories. I dread the experience. I can't live without alcohol. So I write books that I can finish very quickly. Today I'm called a popular writer and grateful for it. For, as you see, it keeps me in some style. Well, your friend has started to scribble in his notebook. I feel that if he's going to do that, I should be advised upon my utterances.
Well, it's just notes, sir, not a verbatim record.
Oh, what a pity. I do so enjoy being quoted.
Perhaps we could quote you on whether you know a man called Heinrich Simke.
What? No. Oh, yes.
Sir?
Well, I've heard of him. He's a journalist. Or at least he was. I believe he's written 1 or 2 books on the virtues of a benevolent dictatorship. Needless to say, they're both very slim volumes.
But you never met him?
No.
Now, what about his political party? Die Federation Partei die Wiederdeutschung des Vaterland. What do you know about that?
Only that it's full of ex-SS types who are dissatisfied with the general lack of Jew-bashing, have taken to grinding their gums and waving their pension books in the air. Do you know what Die Federation Partei zur Wiederdeutschung des Vaterlands means in English?
Well, I have a fair idea, sir.
The Federation Party for the Re-Germanization of Germany. I mean, God in Himmel! It doesn't even make sense. I suppose you know that lot's affiliated to the Britain Forward for Freedom Party.
No, I didn't.
Well, no wonder Adolf Hitler said the British weren't Germany's natural enemies. We're all bloody fascists together.
I found a copy, Inspector.
Oh, thank you.
And what were you hoping to find?
I don't know, sir.
You know, Inspector, I always thought a novel a good place to hide microdots. Well, just think of all the I's, J's, commas, colons and the like that could so easily play host to a pinpoint of film. If you didn't know where to look, it'd take you weeks to find it. Oh, you've become agitated, Inspector. Have you found something? A secret, perhaps?
It's nothing very exciting, sir.
Oh, what a pity. I was at the very least expecting cost analysis of the Prime Minister's off-license expenses.
Your manuscript has been copied. Look, you see, the typeface is different.
Oh. Well, who said the master sleuth only exists in fiction?
Well, is it possible it could have been copied at your agent's or your publisher's?
I suppose so. But why? And why my novel?
Well, we might be able to answer that when we find out what it was used for.
Used for? Hey, who was this Jonathan Dempster?
Well, he was a plant pathologist.
Well, that sounds like a crime in itself. Does he also happen to be a spy?
I don't know, sir.
Well, it would be awful if my manuscript was tied up in some sordid little case of espionage. Good God, I may no longer be much of a writer, but I feel my work deserves better than to be abused in this way.
May we take this copy of your manuscript?
Suppose so.
It's possible that my superintendent might want to have a word with you later, sir.
Well, I shall not go into hiding or leave the country in spite of the disgrace. I shall be here.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah, tell me, the man who recognized my manuscript by its style... Style. Sounds a man of rare talent. I'd like him to have this.
What's that, sir?
Well, it's my latest publication, a novel of doubtful merit. I shall inscribe it for him. What was his name?
Malcolm Sinclair.
Well, you tell Mr. Sinclair that for a moment he made an old drunkard. very happy. Yes, style. Oh, I hope you don't mind being an errand boy, Inspector.
So what happens now?
Well, first we get this manuscript to the experts for comparison. Then I'm going to get a couple of blokes onto compiling a list of names of everyone at Moore's agent and publishers who had access to their copies of the manuscript.
That'll be a job and a half.
Yeah, I know. The manuscript was copied for a bloody good reason.
What are we going to be doing?
Well, I don't know about me, but you, Sunshine, are going to do a bit of sleuthing into the activities of the Britain Forward for Freedom Party.
Are you here, Müller?
Yes.
I'm Inspector Meyer. This is Sergeant Schmidt.
Gentlemen.
Herr Müller.
The Shero manager tells me you're the workshop foreman.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm making inquiries concerning a car owned by one of your customers, Heinrich Zimke.
Ah, yes.
Got the details of the vehicle here. Do you know the car?
Yes, of course I do.
Uh-huh. When was it last serviced?
Day before yesterday.
Are you sure?
Of course. I've still got the work card here.
Just a minute.
Oh. Here you are.
Oh, thank you. Is this all the work you did on his car?
That's right. Just a 10,000-kilometre service. Anything wrong?
Was there any work done on the wheels of the car?
No.
New tyres weren't fitted?
It's not on the worksheet.
Have you always serviced this car?
Yes.
So you would know if new tyres had been fitted since the car was purchased?
Of course I would.
Well, have they?
Yes, look, 4 months ago.
Mm. Would that be a complete set?
Yes.
Would the car's tyres be checked at normal servicing?
No, yes, we always check for excessive damage to the tread and wall of the tyre.
And this check would have been made the day before yesterday?
Always, without fail.
What's that?
That costing sheet. You see, I work out the time and materials used on the car. Yeah. Then it goes up to accounts for invoicing to the customer.
Yes, is this the sheet for the last service?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can see there's no charge for tyres.
Indeed. Do you ever fit remolds?
Oh, no. No, never. You can't risk it on a high-performance car.
You would always advise against it?
Always.
Do you keep remolded tyres in stock?
No, I wouldn't touch them.
And if by some chance Zimke's car had been fitted with the wrong tyres, your mechanic, he would have noticed, wouldn't he?
Without a doubt. Look, we're a quality garage, Inspector. We're very thorough.
Well, I'm very pleased to hear it. What's this charge here?
Delivery charge?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite normal. That's for returning the car to the customer. A lot of our clients are very busy people. They drop their cars into the garage in the morning. We return them to their home or office.
Mm-hmm.
Saves them having to come back here.
And that's what you did with Zimke's car?
That's right.
Where was it taken?
Here, Zimke's home. In fact, Vili dropped it off on his own way home.
And who is Vili?
One of the old boys we employ for the job.
Oh. Is he here now?
No, didn't come in today. Strange, that. He's usually very reliable.
What's his full name?
Willem Rijkers.
Rijkers. Do you know his address?
No, the personnel should have it. Billy isn't in any trouble, is he?
That remains to be seen.
Well, what happened?
Heinrich Zimke is dead.
Are you going to bring Rijkers in for questioning?
Not until I speak to the chief. You forget, this case is officially closed.
He's not going to be very happy.
Why, it's his tough luck.
He could still argue that Zimke fitted the tyres himself.
He can argue what he likes, but Zimke no more fitted them than you did. Good tyres were on that car when he left the garage. Rijkers supposedly returned the car to Zimke on his way home. The following morning, Zimke drives his car onto the autobahn and is killed.
Mm.
If Rijkers didn't actually fit the tyres himself, he knows who did. And he might also know why someone wanted Zimke dead.
Shall I come with you and see the chief?
No, you go to records and see what they have on Rijkers.
Right. See you later.
You mind if I have a word with you, sir?
Oh, by all means. Come in, Meyer. Oh, actually, I've been looking for you. There's someone here I'd like you to meet.
Yes, sir?
This is Herr Baumann.
Really?
Inspector Meyer?
Yes, I asked him to have a word with you, as you seemed doubtful about Zimmer's accident.
Yeah, with justification, sir.
I noticed from your diary that you and Schmidt had gone to the garage. Oh, by the way, where is he?
Records.
For the file on Wilhelm Reichers?
Yes.
You have done well, Inspector.
Hardly. Any intelligent child could have found out what I have.
Perhaps. But you needn't concern yourself about Reichers anymore. We already have him.
Ah. Since when have you been allowed to operate internally in this country? Your function is purely defense. Internal security is handled by the civil police.
You're quite right. And at the same time, you've answered your own question. The Zimco affair is no longer an internal matter.
Then why weren't we told?
That's why I'm here now. I wish to reassure you that this business is in good hands.
Zimco was murdered, wasn't he?
Yes.
By Reichers.
We believe he was involved.
Do you know who ordered Zimco killed?
I can't tell you that, Inspector.
But you do know.
You're not in the interrogation room now, Meyer.
Sorry, sir.
I understand how you feel, Inspector. It's very frustrating to be taken off a case just as you've begun to make progress.
Yes, it is.
But I'm afraid it's necessary. All I can say is that Zimco is not all that he seems. His desire to re-Germanize Germany was not entirely what you might expect from a man of his political persuasion.
Are you saying he was a double agent?
I leave you to draw your own conclusions on that score. But what I am saying to you is that you are not to proceed any further with this case. It is now completely out of your hands. You understand?
Yes, sir. That's it, Schmidt. We're redundant.
What?
We're off the case. The Secret Service is involved.
What about Rikers?
I've got him.
Ah. At least that explains why Records wouldn't let me have his file. Did the chief give any reasons?
No. I doubt whether he knows. But the guy with him did. One Herr Baumann. He knew all right.
What did he say?
That Zimco wasn't what he appeared to be, and that his desire to re-Germanize Germany would not be what you would expect from a man of his apparent political persuasion.
So, instead of National Socialism, we get, what?
Could be anything.
Including communism?
Why not?
Why not? Well, the irony would be a bit strong, wouldn't it? Communism from the policy director of the Federation Party.
Until we know the reason why Zimco was murdered, we can't afford to dismiss anything from our consideration.
We're continuing with the case?
Well, there's nothing to stop us from theorising.
Not that we have much to theorise on.
Wait a minute. God, man, I must be losing my wits.
What's the matter?
After we searched Zimco's flat, I left a couple of men on surveillance. I wanted to see who would turn up.
So?
No one has. Not one single soul.
Still don't understand.
If your policy director suddenly died, wouldn't you send somebody along to his home just to make sure he hadn't left any embarrassing documents lying around?
Well, probably, but, well, perhaps Zimco's party doesn't allow controversial stuff outside of party HQ.
But could you afford not to check, just in case?
Well, I suppose not.
Yeah. So, if nobody came, doesn't that suggest anything to you?
They knew the flat was clean.
Right. And if they knew that, somebody from Zimco's party had already made sure of the fact, which suggests they knew he was going to die.
They may have got there before us.
Well, how? The traffic police withheld the news of Zimco's death for the very reason we could give his flat the once-over first.
It's credible, I suppose, but why should his own party want to kill him?
Because he was a spy, a communist agent.
Or equally likely he was an embezzler, or Jewish, or simply because they found out he was a homosexual.
The Secret Service wouldn't have been called out for a simple case of murder. Hey, look, I think we should kick this around a bit more.
Well, if you like.
How about coming for a drink?
Why not?
Marlin?
He's just left, sir.
Oh. No, it doesn't matter. It'll keep.
Have the experts come up with anything on the manuscript we brought in?
Must be joking. Those idiots work even slower than you do. Mm. What's this lot?
Oh, just refreshing myself on the Britain Forward for Freedom Party.
Rather you than me.
Yeah, the propaganda's a bit boring. Every other phrase is either moral decline or the country's been betrayed by the left.
Oh, it's just like prayers. Repeat them often enough and you start to believe them. Anyway, why are you still here?
Oh, I'm waiting for my girlfriend to pick me up, sir.
I thought you were married, lad.
I am, sir. But at the moment, we're what you might call a bit estranged.
Ah.
I moved out a couple of months ago.
Well, nobody tells me anything around here. Good night, Sutton.
Good night, sir.
Oh,
don't believe it. Can't be morning already.
Yeah?
John!
Yeah?
This is Wim. How are you, my friend?
You know what time it is?
Yeah, it is late. I'm very sorry.
Well, what do you want?
Are you still on the Dempster case?
Yeah, why?
Any progress?
But couldn't you have waited till the morning to ask that?
I'm sorry.
Are you drunk?
Oh, a German never gets drunk, though. It's true. I have been celebrating.
Oh, why?
My redundancy.
You're what? Lord, knock it off, Vim. I want to go to sleep. I'll phone you tomorrow.
No, John, this is important. It's about Simca.
What about him?
Secret Service have taken over the case.
You're joking.
I'm drunk, John, but I'm not joking.
Then you better be careful what you say. You might wake up regretting this conversation.
I don't think so. There's something else I should tell you. Simca was murdered.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Look, Vim, I think you better sober up before you say anything else. As far as I'm concerned, we haven't had this conversation, all right? I'll call you tomorrow. If you want to tell me again, that's fair enough. But for the time being, go to bed. And shut up and sober up, okay?
But there's more.
Go to bed, Vim.
Sergeant Sutton. No, sir, he isn't here at the moment. Oh, what, sir? Oh, I see. When? I'll tell him, sir.
Tell me what? Who was that?
Oh, the super. He said the experts come up with something.
Oh, about bloody time.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Right, what have you found?
Quite a bit, Superintendent. Quite a bit. But I must first ask if you have all signed the Official Secrets Act.
Well, oh, stop mucking about. Of course we have. Haven't we?
I have.
Have we?
Well, there you are.
Good. And I can proceed. When Inspector Marlin brought the second manuscript in, the one from Mr. Moore, we decided to run a straight word-for-word comparison with the one found at Dempster's flat. Mm. And the first thing we noticed was the difference in typeface.
Brilliant. Bloody brilliant. 7,500 a year this bloke gets.
Please don't be facetious, sir. I also happen to be worth every penny. Now, as you can see, the copy found in Dempster's flat has been typed on an ordinary machine. Inspector Marlin's copy, obviously on an electric model. Mm-hmm. Now, the next thing we found was much more interesting. Here's the list. As you see, a total discrepancy in the names of characters in the two manuscripts. Now, I wish to reserve judgment on the names in the Dempster copy until I've put them through the computer. But I tell you this, one or two of them are very well-known real people in the business world.
How long before you can check the names?
A few hours, but there's more. Now, look here. This is page 112 from Inspector Marlin's copy, and this is the same page from the Dempster copy. You see? An additional paragraph in the Dempster copy that, to the casual reader, is part of the story. It's so neat. So simple.
Well, what does this extra paragraph tell us? What does it mean?
It means absolute chaos, Superintendent.
What's he talking about?
In the chapter containing the additional paragraph, the author describes a coding machine. In fact, it is not unlike the Mills coding machine being used by our embassies at the moment. In the additional paragraph, there is a key word mentioned, to all intents and purposes referring to the machine described in the book.
And that means chaos?
When I discovered the paragraph, I got on to the head of cipher at the Foreign Office to see if he could make anything of it.
Yeah?
I was still in the middle of reading the keyword when he fainted.
It was for real?
Precisely. It is our current keyword. Anyone who has access to a Mills coding machine would be able to decode any information being passed between London and any one of our embassies.
As easily as that?
Indeed.
How many people know the keyword?
In this country?
Yeah.
Head of cipher, of course. A few civil servants. Probably the Foreign and Commonwealth Secretary, if he was interested. Same with the PM.
What would be the chance of guessing it?
A 12-symbol conglomerate of letters and numbers. I should think 1,000,000 to 1 chance.
Does Commander Armstrong know what you found?
Of course.
Did he say anything?
Only that he wanted to interview Richard Moore himself immediately.
You think Moore's mixed up in this?
Yeah, we'll soon find out.
Taking his time?
Yeah. Have a look through the window.
Right. Oh, my God.
What's up?
Come and see for yourself. It's Mr. Moore.
Get that bloody window open.
There you are. The pathologist's report on Richard Basil Moore. Sleeping pills washed down with brandy.
But why did he kill himself?
It was that, or go inside for the rest of his natural.
Ah, but why didn't he run? I would have.
Yeah, he's a sick man. Where could he run to? Gin factory.
He handed over the manuscript knowing he'd have to kill himself.
Wouldn't let it worry you, Sunshine. Start thinking about the new angle his death brings to the case.
What's that?
Why was Richard Moore, a communist, tied in with Simca and Dempster? A couple of fascists. Yeah. Yeah, he's here. It's for you, sir.
Hunter. Yeah? What? Is it important? I'll be straight up. They've completed the check on the names in the manuscript. Mm-hmm. They reckon they've got something.
Identifying a list of names without any other information is rather difficult.
Yes, but you have succeeded, right?
Not entirely to my satisfaction, Superintendent. You see, I had to make rather an important assumption.
What was that?
That all the names belonged to the same group. That is, that they were all successful businessmen. Anyway, this is what we came up with.
God, there's pages of it.
Do these names have anything in common?
Nothing really conclusive. Several of them were at Cambridge at the same time, but that doesn't necessarily tie them together. As with the fact that a lot of them share the same club.
Which one's that?
Blackett's.
Blackett's.
Well, they must be involved together in some way, otherwise they wouldn't be on that list.
How about their youthful flirtation with right-wing politics in the 30s? Amazing number of them seem to have known Moseley in their youth.
Well, that's more like it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Actually, there is.
And I can tell from that smug manner of yours that you've been saving it.
May I have the computer readout back? Thank you. There.
Dinsdale, Sir Andrew. Permanent Undersecretary, Foreign and Commonwealth Office.
Need I tell you that he has access to the cipher machine keywords?
No, I don't think you do. Does Commander Armstrong know?
I believe he's already with the Home Secretary.
Good. Because if this Sir Andrew thingy character did drop the cipher keywords, it won't be long before we know to whom.
Where do we go from here?
Yeah, we start with a check on Blackett's club.
What exactly are we supposed to be looking for?
The missing link.
Evolutionists have been looking for that for 150 years. Why are we suddenly supposed to start looking?
Well, because our link's easier to find, Sunshine. We want to know what connects Dempster, Richard Moore, the gentleman listed in the Dempster manuscript, and Blackett's club. But if you can tie in Simca as well, I'll personally recommend that you're immediately promoted to inspector.
That's very nice of you.
Not at all.
Mind you, at the moment, I'd settle for an explanation as to why that list was ever compiled. Mm. I mean, if the expert's right, it's dropped Sir Andrew Watson right in it.
Yeah, when we find the link, we'll know why it was made. Inspector Marlin. Well, now, sir? Right. Well, the super wants yet another word. I think he must get lonely in that office all by himself. You carry on, I'll be back in a minute.
Right.
We are out, Marlin.
Out, sir?
The FO have slammed the door on us. We're to discontinue the investigation into the Dempster case.
Why?
Because of the keyword cipher business. They say it's no longer an internal problem, but a matter of national security. The Secret Service boys are to take over.
Well, where does that leave us?
Out in the bloody cold. Where else?
Well, what about Sir Andrew Dinsdale?
They won't let us near him.
Gilch.
Security boys get him. As soon as one of the FO boys get into trouble, they clamp down. They hate the civil police poking about in their business.
Or do we, comply with the order? Close the case down?
No.
What then?
We continue. Keeping, as they say, a low profile. I want this department to find out what Dempster was doing with that manuscript and what that list of names is all about.
You're the boss. Look, I've got a mate on the special branch in Bonn. It's my opposite number, actually. Well, I could give him a ring, couldn't I? I mean, sort of suss out what's happening over there. See what they found out about Simca.
I don't know.
Well, you wouldn't have to know anything about it. I'm prepared to make the phone call unofficially. If he doesn't know anything, well, fair enough.
Mm. It's risky. But, Yeah, what you do in your spare time is more or less your business. But I don't want to know anything about it. If your friend's got anything interesting to say, I don't want to see it in any report that the source of your information was the German police. Right?
Right, sir.
And don't make the phone call on the premises, either.
Maya.
John Marlin.
Hello, John.
Hello. Are you alone?
Yes.
What about this line? Is it safe?
Probably.
Ah, good. Do you remember the conversation we had earlier this morning?
I think so.
Look, Vim.
Hmm.
We've just been closed down as well.
By national security?
Yeah. And that worries me.
How far did you get?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about. Because in the middle of all this right-wing stuff, some shagged-out old communist seems to have got himself involved.
Really? Now, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Huh?
Now, listen.
Oh, yeah, where have you been?
Out.
It's a bit unfair, you know. I'm up to my eyeballs in paper, and all you do is keep wandering off.
One of the privileges of rank, Sutton. But don't fret, lad. I've not been wasting my time.
What have you been doing?
I've been on the blower to Germany.
Oh, your friend again? Mm. I don't know why you don't join the German force.
Not much advantage in that. They're suffering from the same problems as us.
Oh, they've been closed down as well?
Yeah. Mm. Well, in spite of that, our conversation was very interesting.
Can you trust your bloke?
Yeah, I think so.
What did he have to say?
He said that Simca was murdered.
No doubt about it.
No. His car was fixed.
Hmm. But why?
Well, what if I said it was because he was a spy? A double agent? A communist who'd infiltrated a Federation party?
I'd inquire which pub you made the call from and how many you'd had while you were there.
Yeah, none more's the pity.
How official's all this?
Well, the death bit's for sure. The spy bit's pure speculation. But it's speculation that begins to make sense of this case. Because if Simca is a communist, then Richard Moore slips in nicely alongside, eh?
Yeah, I suppose so.
But we know for a fact that Moore allowed his manuscript to be used as a carrier for highly secret information, right?
Mm-hmm.
The manuscript turned up in Dempster's flat. Destined for where?
Well, we've assumed Simca.
Yeah, with Dempster as messenger boy. Yeah. Now, contained in that manuscript is a list of names. Some of them we know have strong right-wing convictions. Well, who'd benefit most from a list like that?
Someone wanting to cause trouble.
Right. Who'd want to cause trouble for the extreme right?
Well, anyone with any sense.
Don't be a jerk. That manuscript was destined for the Kremlin. Or thereabouts. Along with the cipher keyword.
I suppose it's possible.
Possible? So, John, lad.
Ah, not so sure. I've lost money on bets like that in the past.
What we still don't know is who compiled the information for Moore and where he got it from.
What about Dempster?
I don't see it myself. He's hardly ever in the country, is he? I mean, the person who got that lot together, he'd spent a long time building up contacts. I mean, that sort of stuff doesn't just fall into your lap, does it? Unless your lap was in the right place, that is.
What do you mean?
Suppose there's a Simca in the Britain Forward Party lot.
Yeah, it could be.
Hmm. Well, in that case, it could mean that this list is of all the special members, the elite, the ones who don't want it known.
Yeah, but most of the party's top brass have been there for years. I can't see one of them having that sort of change of heart.
Then it must be a younger man. Relative new boy in the party. And he'd probably be a member of Blackett's as well.
And one who knows Richard Moore. And there can't be many of them.
Well, we better get on with it.
Just one question. What information did you exchange to get this stuff on Simca?
Why do you want to know?
Well, it's just that when I come up in court for contravening the Official Secrets Act, I'd like to know what the secrets were.
I told him about the manuscript.
On an open line?
It was an STD call from a British phone box. So don't worry.
I got you some coffee, sir.
Oh, thanks.
Have you heard Wilhelm Reichers has been released?
No.
They say there wasn't enough evidence to charge him.
What the hell is going on?
Now, you tell me. I also heard that Reichers was in the SS during the war.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Neither would the fact he was a member of the Federation Party.
You're convinced that Simca was murdered by his own party, aren't you?
Yes.
Why? I mean, where's the motive?
Look, if you were a member of a right-wing party and you found that you'd made a communist spy your policy director, how would you feel?
But we can't know for certain Zimka was a spy.
I just had a phone call from a friend. Apparently, a manuscript has been found in, well, somewhere, and destined for Zimka. Mm. It contained what's believed to be a membership list of the most influential members of a group probably affiliated to the Federation Party. Now, if Zimka was collecting that sort of information about other groups, there's every reason to believe he was doing the same with his own party.
But what would he want with the list?
All information's useful when you're out to cause trouble. Now, look, I want to have another look at Zimka's papers.
What, those at his flat?
Yes.
If we were caught, my God, we'd be for it.
That's why I'm not asking you to come.
But do you think it's worth the risk?
Yeah.
All right. Well, when do we go?
This evening.
Oh, could we call it a day?
No.
I can't concentrate anymore. I must know more about Blackett's than any man alive. Have you got any fags?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ta. I mean, we don't even know what we're looking for, do we?
No.
Well, gentlemen, how is it going?
It isn't.
We don't even know if we're looking in the right place.
Oh, we are, sir. Did you ask Records to run a check on Dempster's flatmate?
Well, Simmons?
Yeah.
Yeah, routine check I asked yesterday. I am still waiting to hear.
Well, his file came to me by mistake. It's been sitting in my in tray since yesterday afternoon. I feast your eyes.
Parking tickets?
Right. Look at the top three. Look, where he was given them.
Maston Avenue.
Does it ring any bells?
Yeah. That's where Richard Moore lived.
That's right. Simmons was Moore's accountant.
Who says?
Moore's secretary confirms it. I've just come off the blower to him.
Simmons is our man.
So it seems. He is also accountant to Blackett's and the Britain Forward for Freedom Party.
Bloody hell.
We had him right here.
That's right, and I want him back. Well, would you like to go and fetch him?
Won't the Secret Service object?
Most strongly, I should think. But I notice that a couple of these parking tickets are overdue for payment. I'll have a word with the traffic division. See if they wouldn't mind us popping round just to remind Simmons about them.
How long do you reckon it'll take?
Oh, I don't know.
The thought of going through all those books, it could take weeks.
Well, we won't need to. If Simca is consistent in how he transmits his information, we should be looking for a manuscript.
Ah.
Do you remember the carbon copies of the magazine articles in Simca's filing cabinet?
Yes, what about them?
We'll start there.
But what will we be looking for?
Names. Information that seems out of place in the article.
Huh, is that all?
Surely you wouldn't want it any easier. Pull over, let us not pass.
After all this, Simmons is in.
You're a physical wreck, Sutton.
Oh, it's just stairs that knocked me out. I don't know why. But whenever there's a tall block of flats, the person we want to see is always on the top floor.
Yeah. With the lift out of order.
Every time. I'm cursed, you know.
I believe you.
Can't help it.
Are you all right now?
I'll do.
You realise Simmons may not want to answer our questions. He may want to fight instead.
I'll be ready. I won't let you down.
Good. Because I'm depending on you.
Oh, at least someone's in. Yes?
Good evening, sir. We're looking for Raymond Arthur Simmons. I believe he's staying here.
Yes, well, he was. That is, he moved some of his stuff in here yesterday.
Where is he now, sir?
Oh, he's gone away for a few days on business, I believe.
Where to?
Well, I don't know. Who are you, anyway?
Police, sir.
Ah, yes, yes, he had some trouble, didn't he?
Is something wrong, sir?
What? No, no, why?
You seem rather nervous.
Oh, well, sorry.
Are you alone, sir?
Alone? Oh, yes, yes, I am.
Really? Step into the hall. Come on, move!
What's all this about? Why the guns?
Special branch over by the wall, Wayne's last night. Frisk him, Sutton.
Look, I haven't done anything wrong.
He's clean. Handcuff him. Now, sir.
Who's in the flat?
Look, it's no one. It's just a few friends.
Why did you lie?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Is Simmons in there?
No, that's the truth.
Right, lie down. Come on, Harry.
Go of me.
Now lie very still and shut up. Call the air brigade, sir.
No, we'll risk it. Mm-hmm. I'll go in. You cover me from the door, right?
Right. Ready when you are.
Okay. Now!
Hold it!
Oh, my God.
Come in Zimka's flat.
The fire chief's over there.
Hey! Get back on the other side of the barrier.
Please, Inspector Meyer. What's happening?
What does it look like?
Which flat?
Number 15.
Zimka's.
Anybody hurt?
No, everyone's been accounted for.
Uh-huh. Is the damage extensive?
We've managed to contain the fire to the flat, though that's a write-off.
Any idea what caused it?
Gas leak.
You sure?
The flat had been empty for a couple of days, probably a faulty valve on the cooker.
There's no doubt.
Well, the fire started in the kitchen. Escaping gas is usually the reason when a fire starts in an empty flat. Don't worry. The police will get a full report tomorrow.
I wonder.
Sir?
This fire. One hell of a coincidence.
It could be an accident.
I know. But I also know it doesn't take much skill to fix a gas tap. There's the man who might have done it. Bauman!
Who's he?
The security man I met with the chief. Bauman! You go back to the car. I'll be with you in a minute.
Right, sir.
Inspector Meyer. Hey, what a coincidence. I didn't realize Special Branch was called out for crowd control of fires.
I just happened to be passing.
It's a great shame when one of these fine buildings is damaged. I hope they can restore it.
May I ask what you're doing here, sir?
Get that tender out!
Like you. I just happened to be passing. On my way home again.
Ah. You realize it's Zimka's flat on fire?
So I gathered. A great shame.
Even more so, as the Secret Service won't be able to examine Zimka's papers.
Is that so important?
There's a rumor going round. Zimka was a communist agent.
Rumor? I thought I'd handed that one to you the last time we met.
Aren't you bothered Zimka was a communist agent?
Not particularly.
Why not?
Could you summon up much concern over a left-wing pervert who had managed to infiltrate a right-wing party?
Then why did you shout national security and take the case out of our hands?
I don't think I've ever shouted in my life.
Somebody did.
I really can't understand why you're so concerned.
Because I smell a cover-up. And it concerns me when it's done by the Secret Service.
What's wrong, your report?
Come now. The Federation Party is a collection of silly old men with their heads buried in the past.
So why was Zimka a threat? And why was his flat destroyed?
The fire was an accident.
Ah.
The fire chief confirms it.
I might have found that more acceptable if I hadn't found you warming your hands by its flames.
All right, Inspector. We'll have a little talk if that's what you want. How much do you think you know?
I'm not sure of anything.
If I tell you what I can, you'll stop ferreting about, wasting your time?
I might.
All right, but you'll be disappointed. There's very little. About 3 months ago, we had what we call a blowback. That is when classified information has been transmitted to the other side, and for one reason or another, we get to hear about it.
Yes.
Forever vigilant, we traced the source of the leak to some humble clerk in the Ministry of Defense. It was pathetic. The stuff he was passing on was of such low quality, you were able to read about it in the newspaper the following day. Anyway, after interviewing him, it transpired that his motivation was not to see the red flag flying over the Bundestag, but quite the reverse. He was a fully paid-up member of the Federation Party, and the contact he passed his information to was also a member of that party.
Zimka?
Correct.
So what did you do?
We kept an eye on Zimka for a while, and found that all his sources were as pathetic as the defense clerk.
And they all believed they were helping the Federation Party in their fight against communism?
That was the sad mockery of it all.
Then why didn't you arrest Zimka?
To be honest, we didn't think it was worth it. The effort in collecting enough evidence to secure a conviction wasn't worth the man-hours involved. So instead, we decided to knock him from his perch, hoping at the same time to throw the Federation Party into a paroxysm of paranoia by leaking to them that their policy director was a communist agent.
Neat.
Neat? We laughed ourselves sick over the irony of the situation.
And then sat back and let them murder Zimka.
Not quite. Things just got out of hand. We thought they'd just kick him out in disgrace. And at very most, all he would give was a working over from some of the more enthusiastic members. Well, you know how it goes. We didn't expect them to kill him.
Ah. That still doesn't explain the national security scare when they did.
We had blundered. If we allowed you or the criminal police to investigate his murder, you might have discovered our involvement. And we have our pride. And then we remembered that Zimko was a spy. And sometimes spies get killed. It's what you might call an occupational hazard. So we decided to close your investigation down, to avoid any unnecessary embarrassment.
I see. Do you actually expect me to believe what you've just said?
Take it or leave it. It's all true.
Oh, it's true that Zimko was using his position as policy director to gather classified information. But the scale he was working on, now that's a lie. I know for a fact he had at least one contact in London who was passing him high-grade information.
Oh, you have been busy.
Mm-hmm. I also know that one important British civil servant has been arrested, and that Jonathan Dempster, Zimko's associate, has been murdered. Now, that's not small scale, that's international. So why the cover-up?
You tell me, Inspector.
Because you're scared. Zimko's London contact had compiled a list of important people. Perhaps, like the civil servant, they were all prepared to pass on high-grade information, believing it was going to help the cause of the right. But all the time, Zimko was slipping it through a chink in the Iron Curtain.
That is in Britain. Perhaps we are less gullible.
Oh, I think not. I believe you got onto Zimko via one of your so-called blowbacks of classified information, but I think it more likely that you were horrified by the quality of it, and that when you finally traced Zimko, you were even more horrified when you realized that so many important Germans were prepared to give so much for that particular cause.
You certainly have a very fertile imagination.
Rubbish. On Zimko's murder alone, you have enough to bust the Federation Party wide open. But you didn't, because you were scared of what you might find. The important names that might come to light. And that's why you've destroyed Zimko's flat. You didn't want to see what was there.
Times have changed, Meyer. The extreme right is harmless. The new bogeymen belong to the left. Men like Zimko, who exploit diehards, like the members of the Federation Party, develop their own revolutionary ideals. They're the men you should be watching. They're the sort of men who offer the real threat nowadays. You're a good detective. You've scratched around and found out a lot. We need more men like you. Your only problem is your reasoning is a little out of focus. You're placing the wrong interpretation on what you find.
Am I? I don't think so. You just don't want a scandal. It's not good for our international standing to announce that even one of our major industrialists still hankers after the good old days.
You're wrong, Meyer.
What would you do if I found a membership list of this neo-fascist group?
It would be embarrassing. If it were published, we'd be forced to act on it, of course. The public would demand it. But there are always problems about lists of names. You can never really be certain how a person gets onto them. I mean, on closer examination of your list, we might even find your name.
You what?
Or that of your parents, or a close friend, or even your wife. It's politics, Meyer. We don't want to know any more about Zimko. The case is closed. Forget about him. And in return, I might forget about this conversation.
So, it's all true.
Go home, Inspector. You've had a busy day.
I can see from the way you've just splintered my door, you didn't get Simmons.
No, I didn't. I charge into this flat, waving my gun like John Wayne, and what do I find? Three poxy transvestites sitting around drinking coffee. I am sick to death. We don't meet normal villains nowadays. I went along expecting to arrest a communist agent.
Well, don't let it get you down, Marlin. Simmons has been found.
Oh, where?
East Germany.
Oh,
intelligence reported he was seen getting off a scheduled flight to Dresden yesterday afternoon.
Yesterday afternoon?
Yes, he went straight from this office to the airport.
Oh,
needless to say, Armstrong wants my guts. You see, we all have problems. You realize this case has been one great monumental shambles from beginning to end.
Well, I can't blame you. We did our best. We were even taken off the case.
We had Simmons. We had him in the interview room. We let him go. That's all Armstrong sees now.
Well, at least he didn't get the manuscript. He doesn't have the names or the keyword.
That's very slight evidence to present in mitigation.
Yeah, so what happens now? Suspension pending an inquiry?
No, no, thank God.
How come?
Because of this. Note how Special Branch receives its information nowadays via the evening paper.
Sir Andrew Dinsdale dead?
That's what it says. Fell to his death.
Oh.
From his own office window. It's very convenient.
Oh, they can't blame us for that. Secret Service wouldn't let us near him.
Yes, you're right. And that is why we're off the hook.
What do you mean?
Because there won't be any need for a trial.
I don't understand all this.
Well, if you can remember back that far, Sunshine, Sir Andrew's name was one of many found in the Dempster manuscript, right?
Yes. Mm.
And many of the other names belong to distinguished men of commerce and industry.
Mm.
Now, if Sir Andrew had gone for trial, someone, somewhere, might have started asking questions about those other names. And as this is probably the unpublished elite of the Britain Forward for Freedom Party, that would have caused a lot of embarrassing questions.
Yeah, like, for example, what actually constitutes their support?
Precisely. Were they offering goodwill or hard cash, or, like our friend Sir Andrew, national secrets?
Mm. And his death saves all these questions.
Right. Mm. After all, this is the glorious land of the free. It's not illegal to belong to an extreme right-wing party.
Ah, it's just an excuse for a big cover-up.
It's called playing politics. As far as our careers are concerned, we should be grateful.
Big deal. I always fancied myself as an honest cop.
This is Special Branch, lad. You can't afford fantasies like that when you're in this squad.
So nothing at all will happen?
Oh, yes, something will happen. Armstrong will send for me and give me a right mangling. I will come back here and give you, Marlin, the same. Mm. Then I'm sure you'll go out to Sutton and your other minions and do likewise. That's what will happen.
Oh, what a farce. After all this, we still don't know who murdered Dempster.
I would think it's likely the same people who murdered Zimka. Anyway, the case doesn't concern us anymore. It's been handed over to the CID.
Oh, what'll they do with it?
Kick it straight into the unsolved file, if they've got any sense. Because they won't make any progress with it. The Secret Service will see to that.
Well, cheer up, Sutton. It's not as bad as that. Let's go and have a drink.
Better still. Let's go and have several.
In Dogtooth by Eric Sayward, Detective Inspector Marlin was played by John Hollis, Detective Superintendent Hunter by Manning Wilson, and Detective Sergeant Sutton by Eric Allen. Detective Constable Down, Alan Devereux, Mr. Simmons, Halleric Cotter, Richard Moore, Hayden Jones, the expert, Ray Llewellyn, and Mr. Sinclair, Philip Garston Jones. Inspector Meyer of the German police, Geoffrey Matthews, Sergeant Schmidt, Nigel Lambert, Chief of Police, Alan Lawrence, Herr Müller, Ralph Lawton, and Herr Barman, Roger Hume. The play was directed in our Birmingham studios by Roger Pine.
Next week,